producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Kenny, stop giving me the wrong cues, will you please? It's only 7 minutes after the hour. The top business of today, Friday, the 23rd of October, is to introduce you. Say that again, Doug. To introduce you to three components of the Good Day program. Number one, Roberta Fasanelli. Number two, Jennifer Horn. Number three, my new Halloween toy.
Oh, beautiful.
Is that good?
That's very spooky, Dougie.
Thank you, Jennifer. Yeah, right. All right. So Jennifer has been on a whirlwind tour of Eastern Europe, having spent this past week or 10 days in Czechoslovakia and all areas that are sort of surrounding Czechoslovakia. So it's lunchtime there now. Where are you eating? Where are you, in fact?
Well, I have to thank you, first of all, for calling right as you did, because the tripe soup was just delivered at the table, and I was very happy to go, oh, you can have mine. I'll be back.
Yeah. Tripe soup. So give it to your father. He'll eat most anything, right?
Well, he was happy that I left because I had some I had garlic soup next to me, and he goes, "Oh, I'll take yours." So I saved him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we just did the most interesting thing. I'm actually right now in the Czech Republic at the Slovakia border, so where it's split between Czechoslovakia in Moravia, and we just did something so cool, Doug. We went to a Bohemian glass factory. And we got to see the whole process of how they melt everything and they blow the glass, and they took us through the whole factory. Everything is done by hand. They don't have any conveyor belts or machinery. Everything is hand done. And it was really, really cool. We just bought some really nice Czech crystal. It's one of the things that the Czechs do really weird, really, really, really well.
Yeah, they're good artists.
Night,
good craftsmen. Yeah, they're very good.
Yeah, this was really, I can't even tell you, it was awesome. After we finished up doing some radio interviews, we walked down this little tunnel into a hallway at this church, and our guide had set up a surprise polka band for us.
Really?
And so we got to have traditional folk dancers, they had polka music going, I mean, this probably 16, 17, 18 piece brass band playing all this incredible music. It was so much fun. It was incredible.
Good for you. That's nice. The world continues to spin. I wonder, we know what...
Even though I'm gone?
I know. It's a shame that you're not more attached to it. But I am curious as to what headlines look like over there. I was just talking about the news that isn't really the news here. That's sort of been one of my... You know how I get off on my sidetracks. And today, it's the news isn't really the news because there's nothing new. So from the point of view of someone who's traveling in Eastern Europe, what sort of things are new there today?
Well, the refugee stuff has been really covering the refugee stuff a lot, really heavily. In my hotel right now, I only have four English channels. I have CNBC America, or no, sorry, CNBC Europe, BBC, the BBC, Euronews, and I don't know, something else that I haven't watched yet. But basically, the big story of the day that I've seen so far, they actually were covering Hillary Clinton testifying at the Benghazi trial, which I was surprised about because they hadn't talked about it at all up until yesterday. And the clips that they showed were very small clips, lots of her smiling, lots of, I don't know what her testimony was actually like. I just know the images that I've seen here are showing her kind of smiling and laughing and saying that she lost a lot of sleep. And I didn't get much meat as to what actually happened. But
well, there wasn't much meat to 11 hours of politicizing back and forth one way or the other. She, according to most accounts, turned the hearing into a plus for her. I said earlier this morning, you're looking at the next president of the United States and how she'll handle circumstances like this. I firmly believe that's the case. Well, is there strength in, because she was Secretary of State, in the feelings of people there like her? What do they think of Donald Trump? Do you get that? People can tell you're an American, right?
Yeah, and actually, and I think I've mentioned this to you, everybody here knows Donald Trump. And it took me a few days to realize, oh, it's because his former wife, Ivana, is from here. Actually, she's Moravian. So her mother still lives in a town really close to where we're staying called Zlin. And people think that he has a chance there. And I was talking with some people last night about the backlash. I said, you know, in the U.S., I said, on both sides, Democrats and the Republicans, people are sick of these, you know, these candidates, establishment candidates. And that seems to be the real thread here in the Czech Republic, that people are sick of it. They're voting for business people as well. So I guess we're not the only ones tired of government and not having a lot of faith, no matter what side you're on.
Do you get a sense that people, the conversation here this week, at least in my world, my circle of friends and people that are either on the air or not on the air with me, about how there just seems to be a lessening, a weakening, even a falling apart of all kinds of standards and mores, and it's time for it to change, to end. And that was the feeling in, if you look at the reviews of the Canadian election this week, basically people said, we're tired of things the way they are, we want drastic change. And I think that that's...
I think there's... And, you know, we don't realize, because we're so stuck in our bubble in America.
Yeah.
But we don't realize that this sentiment, it's actually expanding. You know, people have access to the Internet. They have... They're worldly. They're talking about Skype and Facebook. You know, everybody is connected now. The world is smaller, and there's less room for the government to have them hanging over the head. People here like social programs because they're sort of used to them.
Mm-hmm.
But they said they... I mean, I was talking to a couple of people last night that said if it got the government out of their lives, they would give up their social programs because they're tired of having the government in their lives all the time. We're in this in the area of the Czech Republic, Moravia. The Czech Republic's divided into two. Bohemia surrounds Prague. Moravia is the eastern part of the country. And here, and you're a farmer, Doug, this is like the farmlands of the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
There's tons of plums. They do a lot of plums. Švestky is what it's called. Švestky or plums. And they make plum brandy called Slivovitz. And it used to be that every person had their own, they'd make their own brandy in their yard because they had all these plum trees, so they'd make their own liquor. And the government came in just a few years ago and said, nope, this is illegal now. You're going to have to pay a tax. If you want to produce your own stuff at home, you're going to have to pay a tax. And a lot of this had to do with lobbying from the big liquor companies because they want to be the only act in town.
Yep.
And now these people who have been doing this for hundreds and thousands of years, making their own booze, they have to pay the government if they want to, or they can face really stiff penalties. And it's, they're outraged. And it seems silly because it's all about alcohol, but they really are upset about it. Because, and everybody's kind of doing it on the down low because they want to keep up their traditions and their culture.
Well, that's a very good example. Interesting how it presents itself there, but people are tired of not being able to make choices, especially when it comes to their free time activities, when it comes to what they eat. This seems to be a universal problem brought about by companies that have gotten too big for their britches, and the public is now reacting to it. And it's very interesting to hear your description of what's going on from your vantage point there in Czechoslovakia. You're in Moravia, you said. All right, so you're going to spend the weekend there.
It's the Czech Republic. It's just an area.
Yeah, a different area. Like a state.
What was that?
Going to let you go eat your lunch now that we've got a firm handle on the fact that you're okay. People are new and they want to know. We have two or three new stations this week. Mobile, Alabama is one. Des Moines, Iowa is another. So they want to get to know what Jennifer's all about. And they'll get that firsthand when she's back here with us on Tuesday. So have a safe trip. Maybe we'll talk on Monday again. Tell your father I said hello.
Maybe I'll call you from Zurich. I might be in Zurich on Monday, actually.
All right, good. So
that's where our stop is. So maybe I'll be your international traveler.
Yeah, you can talk to us on Monday. We have a good, safe weekend, though, kiddo. Talk to you later.
16. All right. I miss you guys. Bye-bye.
Jennifer Horn in Eastern Europe, 16 past the hour on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Don't miss Kohl's 3-day sale this Friday through Sunday. Buy more, save more. Take an extra 15% off. Spend $100 or more and take an extra 20% off. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings pass. Then, use it on top of already great savings. Like 40 to 50% off young men's and boys' Star Wars apparel. And 10 to 40% off all NFL team apparel and home. This weekend, at Kohl's. Flex style, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
18 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Also joining us is Roberta Fasanelli, as I mentioned earlier. So we've had our taste of Jennifer while she's been gone. She's tried to give us an update on some of the fascinating things she's learning traveling in Eastern Europe. Roberta, you've been in Eastern Europe? Where have you traveled
actually,
in Europe?
No, I never have.
Really?
Nope.
Because you're pretty well traveled.
I've never been. I've been everywhere.
Yeah, I have been a lot of places. I have been once in Eastern Europe, and it wasn't a pleasant trip. Let's put it that way. But lots have changed. Lots of things have changed over the world. The universe. I don't know if you heard me talking to her about the universality of people being upset. And she was talking about some people who have used the old ways of making wine, and the government wants them not to do it. And if they catch them doing it, they're going to give them a stiff fine. This has happened. This is a universal problem where these big corporations have so influenced the political realities in countries, even like where she's traveling. We think it's a big problem here, and it is. But it's a big problem in Canada, and they're addressing it. That's one of the reasons that the government changed the shift in politics, the political realities in Canada, as a result of this election this week. You talk about the pendulum swinging. This was a really, it's like a surge of changes because people are fed up with the same kinds of things that Donald Trump is addressing here, and Bernie Sanders is addressing here, and Carly Fiorina is addressing here. The same sorts of things that Jennifer's running into over there. It is this in-your-face corporatization, and I am a business person. I laud companies that start from nothing and become huge and successful. But for God's sakes, at some point in time, especially when it's getting down to the point of them telling you what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, they so heavily influence the corruption is so rife in our country and in Canada and elsewhere. It's so obvious what's going on. You can see it. You can smell it in the political realities. The money. Look at that. The focus, Roberta, this week on that PAC that supposedly was raising money for Donald Trump. Now there's been so much of a spotlight on it. They've disbanded. They're gone. As quickly as they came in, they're gone. So when Donald Trump doesn't want them, doesn't need them, and doesn't want that to be
well,
a sticky point.
He doesn't need the money, though.
Say again?
He doesn't need the money.
No, he doesn't need the money. He doesn't want the money, and that's, I think, one of the reasons they were told, go away. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times.
Three. All right, let's get to our My Three Songs contest. We are going to put three, I suppose, theories together, whatever. Different artists. Let's see, we have one that's Bobby Brown. The other one is Howard Hunsberry and Run DMC. I don't know who Howard Hunsberry is, Kenny. I think you're going to have to enlighten us. Is this somebody that most people would know and I'm just out of the loop? Or is
no.
This, no, nobody. A lot of people. Well, when you get the context of this, maybe I shouldn't over-explain it because it'll become fairly obvious to those who know, right? We'll maybe put the pieces together and then you figure it out. When you figure it out, you'll call us at 888-302-3684. Have some fun with this. The first song in our three-song contest is done by Bobby Brown. It's called On Our Own. Oft blamed for the Whitney Houston situation, when in fact it may be that he's not as guilty as a lot of people thought he was. This was a number one hit in the charts in 1989, number two on the pop charts and R&B charts. This is at that same time, Prince's song from Batman was, I think, number one this week. The video featured a wide variety of celebrities, Jane Curtin, Malcolm Forbes, Christopher Reeve, members of the Ramones, and Donald Trump was on this video for some reason, Kenny.
Yeah, how about that?
How about that? Why is that?
All right, so he and Bobby Brown were friends.
They were. There's a strange pair, please. All right, so first song in the set, On Our Own, Bobby Brown. Next tune is this Howard Hunsberry song called Higher and Higher. This is the cover of Jackie Wilson's big tune, yes?
Yes.
He recorded this version of the song shortly after he played Jackie Wilson in the movie La Bamba. Ah! Okay, now I got a fix on this guy. His only other hit was when he was the lead singer of the band Cleek.
I think it's Click.
K-L-I-Q-U-E. Started another Jackie Wilson song, Stop Dogging Me Around. This is all back in the 80s. All right, so let's crank this up because good tune. Doesn't quite have the same sound and feel to it as the Jackie Wilson song, but
not quite.
The gist of it. Yeah. You get that it's that song. So that's number two. First song, On Our Own, Bobby Brown. Second one, Higher and Higher by Howard Hunsberry. Third one, Ghostbusters by Run DMC. Big hit in the UK and the British protectorates. Original version was a hit for Ray Parker Jr. Stayed at number one for 3 weeks, 1984. Run DMC's version had a video that also featured celebrities like Sigourney Weaver and Annie Potts. All right, so what do these three songs have in common? If you're a movie fan, you can pretty much figure it out, Kenny, yes?
I think so, yeah.
All right, so again, Bobby Brown, On Our Own, Higher and Higher by Howard Huntsman, and Ghostbusters by Run DMC. The last one should almost make it a duh, except you have to have the right digit, if you know what I mean. All right, hurry up, 888-302-3684. The good thing about these contests is they're not all gimme. Sometimes Kenny makes them fairly easy, and sometimes they require some thought and or some experience. In this case, you need to have spent some time in a movie theater and be a fan of this series. How many movies are there in this series?
So far, just two.
Ah, but another one's in the works.
Yes, next year.
Next year. I think they're filming it now, as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken. All right, so what are we up on the clock here? Right about 5, 10 seconds. So the commonality here is that all three of these songs were from the movie Ghostbusters 2. All right, if you were thinking that, you can kick yourself for not calling. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. High tech has gone to the dogs. There's a new item on the market called FitBark. It actually attaches to a collar on your dog, and it monitors your dog's physical activity and rest levels all day long. There's also a product called Tag. It's actually a GPS device that also attaches to your dog's collar, enabling you to know where your dog is at all times. And how about this? Sony has a product, as you might guess. It's a mounted camera and harness that lets you capture all types of things from your dog's point of view. So your dog's walking around the house during the day. It takes pictures all day long. You can come home and take a look at them. And PetNet is a smart feeder for both dogs and cats. It actually assesses the dietary requirements of your pet and creates a custom feeding regimen. It also alerts you with your device when your pet has been fed or when you need to buy more food. Lots of new items coming on the market. Call me old-fashioned. I like to touch. I like to feel. But some of these products may be helpful. If you really want to know what your dog is doing all day, all you need to do is when you come home, take a look at his camera. It'll let you know what his activities were all day long. I'm Warren Eckstein.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane, but the problem with that if you need to be on the move is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Should put a camera in here, or a camera where Roberta is. It had to be a traveling camera for both of us.
Too early in the morning. Not a chance. We talked about this a couple of years ago, remember?
Yeah.
And both Jen and I said, no.
Roberta Fasanelli on the Good Day program with Kenny Kessler, monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Let's do good and bad. You ready?
Okay.
Good. Let's see. I have good here somewhere. Where'd it go? Oh, good.
Good. Having your copy ready.
No, I have my copy ready. I was creating some listener tension and awareness, Roberta. This is part of the game here. People need to have their environment challenged. Their emotions must be in flex. They've got to be, wow, what's good today?
Yes, Bob.
What's good today is that General Motors is going to hire 1,200 workers at the Detroit plant that makes Chevys and Cadillacs.
This is
good times. The auto industry doing well. General Motors, remember we used to call it Government Motors, or it was referred to when it was going down the tube and the government took it over. And now it appears to be the most important car manufacturer in the world. More important than Volkswagen.
I have a Chevy.
You can believe that.
I drive when
I haven't had a General Motors car for a long, long time for reasons that I won't get into here. I used to, on my farm, have all GMCs. I used to drive. I drove every single one. I was buying a new car a year. I had Pontiacs. I had Oldsmobiles. I had Buicks. I had Cadillacs. I was very, very much a General Motors person. And then two things happened that turned me completely off. So the only General Motors products I have are old trucks on the farm. That's it. I have no tie to, nor do I want to, or do I feel to. Although I think some of the new GM pickup trucks seem to be pretty smooth. Anyway, this is not about me. This is about the city of Detroit. This is about General Motors. The second shift at the plant, increasing the workforce to about 2,800 people. They have a second shift on and are talking about a third shift at this plant to meet demand for the new Volt. The Impala has become very popular again. The Malibu. I don't see many Malibus except in the car rental lots. Do you see many Malibus around?
But, you know, if they're just in the car rental lots, it's still a very lucrative market.
Oh, yeah. Well, it gets out people. They like to get the cars into the rental yard because then people drive them and they know. That's how I get accustomed. When I rent, I always rent from Enterprise. And I always take a Chrysler, either a 2000, a 3000, or a Charger. Because I think Chrysler being a great car, and I think they're kind of fun, especially the Chargers are kind of fun to drive.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is good news for the Detroit area. It's good news for the auto industry and good news for General Motors. So it's good. Good. All right. Now, we always seem to have one good story and two bad stories.
Okay.
So I guess I'll keep that up. This the the two bad stories at the moment. One of them has to do with GNC, one of the largest retailers of all-natural dietary supplements. Well, supposedly all-natural. What they have been accused of, the Oregon Attorney General accusing them of selling products spiked with synthetic drugs.
Ooh.
The suit accuses GNC of selling thousands of units of workout and fat burner supplement products that contain a prescription drug that comes from Russia that treats neurological conditions. See, this is why these people shoot themselves in the foot. This is what gives the FDA the ammunition that they came out with this week or last week, whenever it was, when they said, all those supplements are no good. You don't need them, yada, yada. And I said at that time, and would continue to underscore, you don't take any synthetics. You take all, it's either water-soluble or it's food-based. You look at the supplements, you see where they come from, and that's how you choose what they're all about. This is not going to do GNC. I've always thought GNC was kind of a, I don't want to say hokey, but they're hucksters. They're pushing, I mean, you walk into a GNC store, same with Vitamin Shop and some of these others that are really focused on volume. And they'll set things up and it appears to be something that it's not. So even though there is a war against supplements by the big drug companies who influence a lot of thinking, they'll influence what's in USA Today, they'll influence what's on television, they'll influence because they're advertising dollars. I mean, look at any of the shows that are aimed at the 35-plus audience, and they're all drugs. I like Madam Secretary. Meredith and I were watching it last week, the same thing, every single spot break, and there are five spot breaks in the show.
Yeah.
Every one of them's got a spot for a drug, and it's 15 seconds of this is why you take the drug, and 45 seconds as to what the dangers are for taking it, and don't take it if you're smart. Who wants to sit and watch that stuff? Oof. All right, anyway, so that's one baddie.
You wonder about the state of health for the American people.
Yeah.
That's what the advertising is.
Right, right. Exactly. That's a bit, it's all
right. Think about
very,
it.
A lot of money. There's a lot of money in this stuff. The other bad guy story, Sprint, paying $2.95 million in fines for failing to notify customers who had lower credit scores. They were being charged an extra fee. The Federal Trade Commission charging Sprint with violating the Fair Credit Reporting Act, putting consumers with lower credit scores on a payment program that requires an $8 a month fee on top of other data charges, but they don't tell them that's what the fee is for. What a bunch of whores. Ugh. It's, these people. How do you ever, that's one of the other things, it's kind of like going to debtor's prison. How do you ever expect to pay off things or get your credit better if you pay more for the services that you're getting or pay more for money getting from the bank, wherever the heck it's coming? It's just, I think it's damnable. And I'd be interested to hear from people as to how you think we do. How do you fix this problem? It isn't fixed by making it more difficult for people to straighten out what their problems are, whether they created them themselves or not. Charging them more money for services doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense, does it?
Not to me, sir.
No. All right, it's 41 past the hour. The battle over Benghazi, a lot of time yesterday. What was it, 11 hours questioning Hillary Clinton. I said when watching it that we're looking at the next president of the United States. I don't see. And she was, there were some testy exchanges for sure. Didn't reveal anything that I've read that suggests that there was anything that she was culpable in. So there are a lot of people that are watching the reruns and they're listening to the audio, and I don't care to spend my time and yours talking about it because it doesn't go anywhere. What is important today to a lot of people, the people on the West Coast are wondering whether Hurricane Patricia will hit them. It's going to hit Mexico for sure later on today. Strongest hurricane ever recorded in the Western Hemisphere. This is not the Atlantic. We're talking about the Pacific.
Pacific Ocean. Yeah.
Yep. Maximum
200 mile per hour winds.
Oh yeah.
200.
Yeah. This is stiff stuff here. Moving toward Mexico at 10-15 miles an hour. It'll hit there later on today. Potentially catastrophic landfall events in southwestern Mexico.
Well, they're talking about, you know, the tourist spots, too, of Puerto Vallarta and Acapulco.
Is that like Puerto Vallarta?
Puerto Vallarta.
That, too. Kenny tells me that was a big stop on the Love Boat.
Yes, it is. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how I knew how to say it.
There you go. Well, it's Category 5 storm. Just be happy you're not there. I think that's probably the takeaway. It's 43 after now on Good Day.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for InTheNews.tv. According to the National Retail Federation, 157 million Americans plan to celebrate Halloween this season. Lifestyle expert Justine Santinello partnered with brands to help make Halloween a monster success. Justine, what are your top ideas?
You can't have the perfect Halloween without having the perfect costume, right? So eBay is the best place to start your search because they have all of the most popular and hard-to-find costumes all at a great value. Some top trending costumes on eBay for adults are Elsa from Frozen and the cute Minions are super popular for the kids. Even if your costume is DIY, they have all the accessories to create your look. Everything from wigs and masks to wands and capes and beyond. And let's not forget about entertaining and home decor. eBay has everything from a spiderweb tablecloth to Halloween drinking jars and spooky candles. You can visit ebay.com for all your Halloween must-haves at an unbeatable value.
What about the trend of sharing Halloween with our pets?
Yeah, well, we all put a lot of energy into our family costumes, but we can't forget about our pets. PetSmart can help complete your family's look with a variety of pet costumes and accessories for dogs, cats, fish, even small pets like guinea pigs. Now, PetSmart wants to see how you and your pet are celebrating Halloween, so be sure to submit your photos to their Monster Cute contest at monstercute.petsmart.com.
Thanks, Justine. For more information, visit inthenews.tv.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit
Kubota.com. There was 57
channels and nothing. All right, 46 past the hour now on Good Day as we check what's going on in the world of television. This is normally Jennifer Horn's job. She'll be back to perform in it. She claims that I interrupt her all the time, Kenny. I don't.
What an outrage.
Yeah, that is outrageous. My heavens. All right, anyway, the anniversary of Johnny Carson and his 90th birthday today, we're all sort of, I don't know if we all are, but during the course of the day, there'll be a lot of tributes to him here and there. Late night monologuists probably will pay attention to him because he was the king and still is as far as I'm concerned. So who would be number two on that list? Would it be Steve Allen? Would it be Jay Leno? Who is David Letterman? Who would we put if Carson is the king? Would Letterman be the queen? I'm sorry.
So, I think Letterman made the most change, brought the most change, did the most different things mm-hmm. to a late night talk show. I mm-hmm. think he would be number two.
Mm-hmm. None of the people doing these shows now have established themselves or distinguished themselves, in my mind, in any great way, even if they do appeal to a younger audience. That's this mania of appealing to a younger audience. What about the audience that's there? What about them? Why don't we have... Jay Leno reminded us with his appearance. He sort of... Was it last week when Fallon feigned being sick and Leno walked out and the audience mm-hmm. screamed and yelled and because people miss him because he was funny. He did that sort of stuff. Ferrell does things well, but not monologues and not really comedic stuff. He's an actor, in a sense, and he those skits and stuff, those are fun. But Carson, who would do the skits too, but we didn't do too many of them in the later years, but they were really hysterical, some of the stuff that he did, because he was a talent. And his thinking was the basis for our thought of the day today at Good Day. Talent alone won't make you a success. Neither will being in the right place at the right time unless you're ready. Most important question is, are you ready? Think about that. All right, let's see here. Are we ready to have CeeLo Green come back to The Voice? Why did he apologize? What did he do? Wasn't there something, there was a drug case, didn't have anything to do with being on The View, but it was embarrassing, and that's why they booted him off. Is that right?
Well, he tweeted some things about, I don't remember what started it, but he tweeted
some
things
about... He gave a woman ecstasy,
about,
I think, didn't he?
He tweeted some things about rape victims and that they were complicit or something very egregious like that.
He was supposed to have his own reality show. That got canceled.
Right.
He was supposed to do concert appearances that year. They got canceled. So now he wants to return to The Voice. Should they take him back? Yes, no?
He hasn't done anything except say, I shouldn't have said that.
Right, yeah, right. So he just wants to get back and make the money. Back right. to the coin. Remember Lindsay Wagner, who was the bionic woman on TV?
Oh, yeah.
She's going to appear now on NCIS as Agent Ellie Bishop's mother. She's the female. There's a crew of two assistants, if you will, to Gibbs, and she's the female. So Wagner will start with the November 24th episode. And see whether it works or not. She hasn't been around for a long time. I haven't seen Lindsay Wagner. Have you seen Lindsay Wagner around for a long time?
No, I think she's had some small roles in a couple things, yeah, but I think it was her own choice.
Yeah, right, exactly. Mario Lopez, who seems to be quite popular, he's quite good-looking, he's quite friendly, he has a nice, really good, positive personality, I think, in the TV stuff that I see. He's being added to the cast of Grease Live, playing Vince Fontaine, the TV host who MCs the big dance contest. That was the original role for Eddie Burns. Remember Kooky from 77?
Lend me your comb.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Okay. Also, there's going to be a television special honoring Mickey Mouse, The Simpsons, and other animated stars, Scooby-Doo, all sharing the limelight. What's the reason? Is this like an end-of-the-year special, Kenny? Is this the sort of thing that specials are made out of, I think, when you get right down to it? This has got to be a Disney production, though. Although The Simpsons isn't the only Disney production
is
Mickey Mouse.
I think this is a Fox thing.
Really? And they're honoring these shows because of their impact on society. I mean, think about what Mickey Mouse has contributed. Take the others out. take out Scooby-Doo, no comparison. Simpsons, certainly, what, been around 14, 15 years now, hasn't it?
20. Going on 25, I think.
No. Really? Yeah. Woo! But they still haven't had, they've had a really iconic impact on American culture. But has anything had more of an impact than Mickey Mouse and the founding of the Disney Empire? I don't think so.
No.
No. All right, so anyway, that's coming up. It's 51 after the hour on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Place. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommers.com. They publish the Frommer Travel Guides, known around the country and around the world as a great resource for all things travel. We're going to talk today about some of the new routings, the best airfare surf sites, a little historical perspective on things, as much as we can cram into the next 5 minutes here on Good Days. Stand by.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommers.com and the Frommer Travel Guides. The 10 best airfare surf sites. We started, I think we made reference to it last week a little, Pauline, but I think maybe we ought to give people some specifics.
And worst,
We also talked about the ones that aren't so good anymore, and I think those are the ones that, may surprise the people the most. On Firmers.com, we did an extensive study. I felt really badly for the freelance author we assigned this to, because he had to do literally thousands of airfare searches, and you know who bombed out? Orbitz.
Really?
Orbitz, yeah, Orbitz is just not doing well anymore.
Are you surprised about that, Colleen?
No, I wasn't surprised because, you know, it's been up for sale forever. It just got bought by Expedia, and I think they, you know, they didn't know what was going to happen with it, and so they just didn't keep it up to snuff. Expedia and Travelocity, which is basically the same search engine now, they use exactly the same technology, they came in the middle of the pack. What was so surprising about this study, and we looked at buying airfare like months in advance and at the very last moment and on obscure routes and on common routes, what was so surprising was really obscure search engines that very few people are using did the best.
Really?
There's one called Momondo, M-O-M-O-N-D-O. It's a tiny search engine from Scandinavia, and it won in 18 of the 24 pairs of cities that we were searching for flights between.
So is it Momondo.com?
M-O-M-O-N-D-O.com. And a nice thing about Momondo is, unlike a lot of the others, it doesn't use cookies. So that means it doesn't trace your search. A lot of us are paranoid that places that trace your search, that when you come back to them, they show you higher prices so they can get a bigger commission out of you. But Momondo doesn't do that. SkyScannerNet came in second, and they also did very well.
So, word to the wise, you know, instead of listing all of them here, just go to Fromers.com and see the research that Pauline and her father and her company have done, and then you can work for your... this Momondo sounds kind of interesting in and of itself. Yeah.
It's research you don't want to do yourself because it's really boring stuff.
Oh, yeah, right.
We sat and did it.
So, do the new routes, as we get into the fall and winter season, there are new routes that show up. The airlines are always expanding their footprints and going into areas where there is some seasonal need. How much of that are we going to see this year? The usual amount, more or less? What do you think?
We're seeing less. The airlines are being really, really careful about not expanding too much, which is what they've done in the past and why they've had to drop rates and give people discounts. Mm-hmm. Instead, they're only taking a chance on those routes that they think are going to pay off.
I'm a frequent. I spend much of the winter in Los Angeles, go back and forth from Boston to L.A. a lot, but I'll be doing Florida to L.A. Quite a bit this year. And I noticed last year, American added a couple of flights from Palm Beach to L.A. direct in the wintertime. I thought that was pretty interesting.
It must be that Palm Beach is doing well. You have to remember, Florida hasn't been hit by a hurricane in quite some time. So its visitation numbers are up. Our hearts go out to the people in Mexico.
Right.
They're facing the strongest hurricane ever recorded. Mm-hmm. So if you're planning to go to Mexico in the next couple of months, make sure you have insurance.
Yeah, and don't go into the eye of the storm. Pauline Fromer from Fromers.com here on Good Day at 50.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.